And so our detox organs are taking a hit when we are holding on to those emotions and not allowing those emotions to move freely and transmute and out through the body. It's blocking how our body is, literally how your body is detoxifying everything.
Welcome to the Ecstatic Woman Podcast. Together, along with some amazing guests, we'll explore and tap into our inner wisdom and have meaningful conversations about developing our ability to self-discover, create, and be present in the world, while also uncovering new ways to think, feel, and cultivate our sense of empowerment so we can live our lives ecstatically. Now let's welcome our host, Alara Sage.
Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of the Ecstatic Woman Podcast, where we inspire and activate women in their power, in their authenticity, and in their bliss. I'm your host, Alara Sage. I'm a womb shaman. I'm an activator of Shakti energy, and I'm an embodied femme power. Fellow ecstatics, you know, when I was first coming onto this journey, my higher self really brought my awareness regularly to my chakras. And my chakras became the center point of my practice and of my healing. Our chakras hold so much beautiful information, all the information in my perspective that we need to know about this life and about all the other lives that are quantumly entangled with this one. And today, I'm just so delighted. I feel like I'm going to learn so much. We have a wonderful guest with us here. We're going to dive deeper into the conversation of the chakras and how they're correlating to the body. So welcoming our guest, Hope Pedraza, who is a functional diagnostic nutrition practitioner, a certified holistic nutritionist, a Reiki practitioner, a human design guide, and the creator of Imbalance, which is a Pilates-based fitness franchise. And last but not least, she is the host of the podcast Hopeful and Wholesome.
Yay, it's all a mouthful.
Welcome home.
Thanks so much for having me.
So yes, when we were first connecting, we were talking about the chakras, and then we're like, oh, let's go deeper and let's talk about the organs. So I would love to hear your intelligence and your knowing, your knowledge on the connection between the chakras and the organs of the body.
Yeah, I love this so much. So what I do in my practice, and I mean, the mouthful that you just explained about what I do and all the names and all that, I'm literally in my practice, I'm putting together the physical body and the energetic body. Like I am putting those pieces together. And, you know, it is my belief that everything that's happening on the physical body has some energetic root cause, right? There's some energy that's stuck, stored, stagnant, blocked, whatever it is that's causing these physical things to show up on the body. And so for me, when I first started out, I was strictly like, you know, having conversations about macros and calories and, you know, these kind of somewhat superficial topics, I would say, and in diving deeper into my own practice, into my own body, realizing that like it's a things going on the physical body. It's a much deeper conversation than talking about macros or calories. And so when I'm putting the pieces together, it is like you said, I'm putting together the chakras are kind of my, like my viewpoint on looking at the energetic body and like where the energy is stuck, how the energy is flowing. And I mean, if you look at like how the energetic body is set up, and according to traditional Chinese medicine, the endocrine system is the key to the balance of yin and yang in the body. And the endocrine system is all of the chakras are tied to the endocrine system, right? There are glands that are associated with each chakra. And so it really is, you know, the balance that we're looking for and the physical, the mental, the emotional body, like our holistic body really does come from balancing these energies. And it's putting together those physical and energetic pieces through the chakra system.
That's so intriguing because I literally just read the other day how, I can't remember where I read this, so I can't give credit to who wrote this, but it literally said that medicine of the future was going to be primarily focused, highly focused on the endocrine system.
Yeah. I am 100% a proponent of that. Yeah, for sure. And, you know, I think people, you know, we hear about the endocrine system and first of all, a lot of us don't really know what that is. And then I think the other thing is we think the endocrine system, and we're still only thinking about the physical body, but there are so many energetic connections to the endocrine system. And that's what I find so fascinating about putting these two worlds together and really how I see like true healing. And I totally believe that whoever said that, I feel like is totally right. Because I mean, I think that's the key to true healing is understanding the endocrine system and understanding that connection. Like that's it. I feel like the endocrine system is kind of this bridge between the physical and the energetic body.
That's really glorious. So let's go over the chakras of the endocrine system. Glands are associated with chakras.
Yeah, for sure. So we'll start from the bottom and we'll just go through the top. So if we start, and we're just talking about like the seven main chakras, right? We all know I think a lot of us know that there's a lot more than that, but the seven main chakras running through the body is what we're talking about. So we're starting at the root chakra. The root chakra is literally at the base of your body, right? And that specific chakra is associated with your adrenal glands. And so your adrenal glands are responsible for the stress response, for stress hormones, some of your sex hormones. And so we can see when our root chakra, you know, if there's blockage, stagnation, energy isn't flowing, we can see kind of how that shows up in the body. It's going to affect the way our body is responding to stress and the way that our body is producing certain sex hormones, right? So that's the root chakra. If we move up from there, we're going up to the sacral chakra. And we know that the sacral chakra is our center for sexuality and creativity. And it's not by coincidence that our sacral chakra is associated with our sexual glands. And so, you know, for women and men, those look a little bit different, but either way, it's the sexual glands. And so I can share, you know, as we get deeper into this, I can share stories, but I have stories after stories of women that I've worked with that have things going on in their sacral chakra that are affecting so many aspects of their reproductive organs, the reproductive system. This is one I see a lot in women. So this is one that it shows up over and over again. And then moving up from there, we go up to the solar plexus chakra. The solar plexus is associated with our energy. And so it's associated with how our energy is flowing, right? And so moving up from there, we're moving up to the heart chakra. The heart chakra is associated with the thymus gland. Our thymus is kind of this obscure gland that we don't really talk about a whole lot, but our thymus gland is responsible for our immune system. And so when our heart chakra, think about the heart chakra, like there's so much to talk about with the heart. Our heart is kind of like it's the source of our soul, right? So when we have these deep things going on with our heart chakra, which we know it's associated with love and gratitude and these kind of emotions, but our immune system is going to really be the one that takes your immune system the most. So things like, you know, being able to fight infections, and like invaders coming into your body, right? White blood cells, all that is associated with the thymus and the heart chakra. So then if we move up from there, we go into the throat chakra. The throat chakra is associated with your thyroid gland. And so this is another one that comes up a lot. And the throat chakra is associated with our kind of our spoken voice, right? Our center for communication and our kind of source of manifestation and speaking our truth. And this is one that shows up a lot in my world, especially with women. I've worked with a lot of women who have healed from or like are on their healing journey of being in a narcissistic relationship and kind of losing their voice. And wouldn't you know that their thyroid is a big thing that we're working on, their metabolism, their thyroid, like the function of their thyroid. So this is another one that shows up a lot in my world is looking at kind of how this is connected with the throat chakra, the thyroid. And then moving up from there, moving up third eye. The third eye chakra is associated with your pineal gland. And so your pineal gland is this tiny little gland at the base of your brain, and it's responsible for our circadian rhythm, right? So melatonin, serotonin, these neurotransmitters that you probably have heard about before. This is kind of, it's kind of like a master hormone gland. Like the third eye chakra and the crown chakra, both of these are kind of like have these kind of master hormones are coming out of these, the glands associated. And so our pineal gland is associated with, you know, our wake and sleep rhythm and and really how overall how our energies function. Because I mean, you think about sleep and how much sleep affects your life, and how you think if serotonin is kind of like the happy hormone, right? Melatonin. So these really important neurotransmitters coming out of the pineal gland are affecting a lot of different aspects of the body. So the third eye chakra is really crucial. And then the same with the crown chakra. The crown chakra at the very top is associated with your pituitary gland. And for some reason, I feel like the pituitary gland is another one of those that like can seem obscure. Like we talk about your reproductive organs and those glands. We talk about your thyroid, but I just feel like we don't often talk about the pituitary. But the pituitary gland really is, I mean, I dare to say it's one of the most important glands, because it's this master gland and it's responsible for production of all different kinds of hormones, and it's talking to all your other glands. So it's like the manager of all these other glands, telling, you know, it talks to your adrenals and how it's pumping out stress hormones, and it's talking to your thyroid, and it's talking to your hypothalamus, these parts of your brain. So it really is kind of like orchestrating things. And again, not by accident, it's your crown, right? It's that connection to source. And so I think there's a lot to be said too about that connection with the pituitary, and that kind of when we feel that block from source, how that's literally affecting everything that's going on in our body.
Oh, I really love that. That's really delicious. And you didn't mention the third chakra. What gland? I mean, you mentioned the chakra, but
the solar plexus. Or wait, the sacral, which one did I miss over? Which one did I skip over?
Solar plexus.
The solar plexus, yes. So the solar plexus is responsible for the pancreas. So it's how our body is digesting food, how it's regulating our blood sugar. And I like this one, and I skipped over the fun stuff on this one. The fun stuff with this one, I like the solar plexus, because when we talk about, like I talk about foods and, you know, that are helpful for balancing chakras. But what I love is that the foods, because usually we think of, you know, there's colors associated with each of the chakras. And a lot of times we're looking at the foods that support the chakra. It's the colors associated with each chakra, right? But the glorious thing about like putting all these pieces together, and especially the solar plexus, all of these foods we're looking at, like bright orange and yellow foods, right? That's what we're looking at that's supported. But these are also the foods that help support our digestion and digestive enzymes, and how the pancreas is supporting digestion. So like papayas and pineapples and things like fermented things and ginger, like all of these really bright, colorful foods that are really helping our body emit the right enzymes to break down food and help with our, you know, healthy blood sugar levels and stuff. So I love talking about that one too. But yeah, so that one is important, because I think the solar plexus, I would say the solar plexus and the sacral are two, a lot of times they go together, because they are emitting hormones that kind of have to talk to each other. But I find that with, you know, our pancreas is emitting these enzymes to help us break down food and helps with our blood sugar and all these things, but it's also helping with our body's detoxification, same with our sacral. And so I think there's something to be said too with our solar plexus is this emotional center, right? And I think that, you know, if we think about when we're blocked emotionally, or we're blocking ourselves emotionally, your body, emotions is energy in motion, right? And when we're not allowing our emotions to emote, right? They get stuck, stored, stagnant in the body. Our solar plexus is going to take the hit. And we are literally storing these as chemicals, as toxins in the body. And so our detox organs are taking a hit when we are holding on to those emotions and not allowing those emotions to move freely and transmute and out through the body. It's blocking how our body is, literally how your body is detoxifying everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so the gland is the pancreas. I don't know. Pancreas is an organ, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. And it is emitting. Yes. And it's still emitting, hormones to help your body breathe. Look at insulin and things like that.
Right,
yeah.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Right. Right. So it's kind of functioning in that kind of
exactly
quote unquote gland manner. Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, 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 yes. So wonderful. And it's quite interesting because, I mean, really all of them are physically located near the chakra, except for the root being the adrenals,
true.
Right?
Yes.
Which is up near the solar plexus.
Yes, it is interesting, right? Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, that one was shocking to me. Mm-hmm. All the other ones I knew, but that one I was like, oh, wow, mm-hmm. That's intriguing. Yeah. And so let's dive in a little bit into the sacral, because mm-hmm. absolutely my own personal journey, you know, the amount of times that I'd sit down in meditation and connect in, and then higher self was like, sacral.
Uh-huh.
Okay. sacral. Yeah. Okay. Sacral. Like, you know, yes, of course I spent time in my heart. Of course I spent time in the other chakras, sure. But the amount of time I have spent working on that chakra has mm-hmm. been by far, you know, the most, as well as, of course, I attract, you know, clients who also need that assistance. And I help women to embody their wombs and their pussies and all yes. of that. So it's very much in those lower chakras. Mm-hmm. But it just feels to me, like you said, for women in particular, yeah. it is one of those chakras that is a heavy hitter.
Yes. For sure. It shows up so much. And I think so. One of the other things that I do working with the chakras is we work through like some emotional release practices and techniques where we kind of go into this hypnotic state and we identify where we're holding on to certain emotions in the body, right? And kind of working to release those. And I can't tell you how many times I have had sessions where like this is where they're being held. And I'm thinking of a specific example right now. I had a client who were doing this session. And sometimes my clients are, you know, pretty general because I have them, you know, in this hypnotic state, they're identifying where in the body they're feeling things, right? And she was very specific and she says she feels it in her left ovary. Okay, left ovary, like very specific. And so she's talking about what it feels like and, you know, I'm having her picture and visualize these things and she's visualizing this nail, it's in her left ovary. We go through this whole process. It turns out this emotion that she was feeling was shame. And this is an emotion that comes up a lot and rooted in the sacral chakra. And so this is the emotion that we're working on releasing. And she's, you know, thinking of this particular story situation where it happened and all this. So we work through the things, you know, she's working through tears. We're really processing the emotions. 2 days later, I get a message from her, text me that she's in the hospital she had severe pain. Come to find out, I cannot make this up. She had a cyst rupture and guess where? Her left ovary. Literally just 2 days before that's where we're working. So like when I say, I mean, this stuff, like, and I told her, I'm like, obviously I'm so sorry that you're in pain, but I'm like, girl, you just released something major, like something major just released from your body. So yeah, I mean, the sacral and sure enough, you know, she had come to me, she had had a history of cysts. She had had, you know, terrible periods, kind of estrogen dominant stuff is what we were working through. So it was all really like those organs related to the same. I mean, it was all related. So it's something that comes up so much. And I think too about, you know, the emotions that kind of come from this part of the body, and shame is a big one that gets stored here. And you think about women, you know, how much we put on ourselves, how much society puts on us. The shame thing is such a big one. And it affects so much of our physical being, you know, that emotion being stuck or stored there.
Yeah. I mean, absolutely. Very similar when, you know, shame is one of the primary energies I work with women as well. And it's surprising to women because a lot of times they don't actually acknowledge that they have shame. I didn't realize I had shame in my body until I actually went in and started working on my body, because I've never been necessarily shameful towards my body, but my shame was held sexually. And a lot of times I have that with clients as well, where they're like, I don't feel shameful. But when we get in there, it's like one memory after the other, right? And for me, I work a lot with the yoni, with the pussy, and the labia lips are the first boundary. Then they hold the energy of our boundaries, right? Because they're literally our boundaries of penetration, both sexually and in life, penetrated by life. And there's so many times that women have not felt really safe and yet allowed penetration, right? When they weren't feeling really safe, when it wasn't a hell yes. And this type of stuff creates self-betrayal and creates feelings of shame. And then, of course, we have society saying you're supposed to look a particular way and you're supposed to act a particular way. And I also find a lot of shame held in the cervix. And so these are all organs that are deeply connected to the sacral and also the root chakra as well. And it's just so incredible, you know, because again, these emotions, these energies can be of this life, they can be of other lives, and they can also be ancestral. Like I found interesting conversation. Last year, all of a sudden, my higher self was taking me into my cervix and we were going really deep into my cervix and I was finding more shame. And I was like, this is so incredible. Like, okay. So I was like deep diving, deep shadow work. I had no idea that simultaneously my mother was going through some health issues. And as I was moving through these energies, I was seeing her lineage. I was seeing the things that had been passed down from mother to mother to mother, you know, mother to daughter. And watching it all happen and working through my cervix. And then she calls me and she says, I was diagnosed with cervical cancer. And it was like, I said, I am not surprised. I know exactly why, you know? And I told her everything that I've been experiencing and, you know, we've been working through it. I mean, she's in remission now, but it's like, wow, it was just such, I had no idea that she was even experiencing any sort of issues because it's a very advanced and very aggressive cancer. So it'd come on in literally a couple of months. And so again, this is how powerful this work is. And one of the things I'm always kind of blown away is that, again, all of the information I feel, and I would love to hear your perspective on this, but all the information that we really need to know for this life, you know, for our personal development and evolution, the things we need to heal, the things we need to forgive, right, are held in those chakras.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. I think that's every scenario that, you know, I've had in these sessions that I'm talking about, these kind of hypnotic emotional release sessions, is it's like, you know, like, okay, for the, you know, the, my client who had the sacral stuff and the shame and the situation she was talking about, it was literally, yeah, something that she had held on to that she didn't know she needed to forgive somebody about. I've had at least three clients in the past, probably just this year in 2023. Is that what this year? Yeah, 2023, that have come through, they're like coming through on the other side of being in narcissistic relationships and this holding on to these things from there, and it's affecting their throat chakra and stuff. I totally believe that. And I think, like you said, I mean, I think this stuff goes deep too. I mean, the generational stuff that we have no idea that's there. And if we go deep enough into the work, then it's like, it's just peeling back the layers, right, of things that we think it's, you know, things that happen when we were a kid, and like, oh wait, no, this is from my mom or my grandma. Like it's so much deeper than I think we really realize that it is.
Yeah. And that's why the body is so wonderful, because it's telling us, hey, pay attention to this part of your body. Like maybe your digestion sucks, your immunity sucks, your throat, right? You don't feel like you can speak out, or you have regular thyroid issues, or you get a lot of like throat, you know, sore throats and head colds and things like that, right? Your body's constantly going like, hey, pay attention, you know, and our society has been like, oh, just take some sort of pill or drug or something to get rid of the symptoms. You're fine. Carry on. Grind harder.
For sure. No. Well, and I think even, you know, in my world working as, you know, a functional practitioner, I still think there's some limitations there too, because yeah, we can treat things holistically. We could talk about food. We could talk about supplements, which is great. I'm a proponent of all of those things. But if we're just giving supplements for what's going on, it's still the whole pill for an ill thing. Like we're still not getting to the root cause, which are these emotions stored, stuck, stagnant in the body. So, I mean, there's still these pieces you have to put together with what is the body holding on to. And like, you know, I'm sure you're familiar with the book, The Body Keeps the Score. Like your body literally has all of the answers. Like your body is telling you, your body has all the answers. And I think it's, you know, there's the physical piece. Of course, we want to get rid of the physical symptoms. I mean, nobody wants to feel like crap, but it's just a deeper thing than like, oh, let's, you know, make some dietary changes and take these supplements. Like there's still another layer that we have to address.
Absolutely. Yeah. And one thing I wanted to say about the thyroid is so interesting to me, because again, the work that I do, the thyroid is connected to the G-spot. And you know, the G-spot holds a lot of esoteric wisdom of sexual magic and the ability to manifest and create, which our throat is about literally speaking things into existence, right? And something that a lot of women don't know about the G-spot is, you know, it's really how we, you know, secrete feminine waters, it's called. And so the G-spot is all about letting go and allowing the flow, which again, like I just got bliss hit saying that, like it's the same as the throat, like letting go and allowing yourself to speak, giving yourself permission to flow, to speak. So there's this beautiful correlation. And again, throat and sacral. And I've seen a lot of correlations between those two chakras outside of the actual organs that I'm speaking to. Have you had similars? Like, it's almost like if one is okay, go check the other.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, there's a lot, and you know, it's funny. I would say like the root, the sacral, the thyroid, like there's a big connection with all of those. Yeah. And I think a lot of it is the energetic piece. A lot of it is the physical piece, because the adrenals and the thyroid are so closely connected. And so those two organs have to talk to each other. And then our adrenals and our sacral are so connected. connected because both of those are responsible for sex organs. So I think like those three things I think are, yeah.
And not surprising. I mean, that's really beautiful. I'm so glad you brought that forward because mm-hmm. that really is like, I just spoke about more of the energetic symbolism and you just spoke about the physical, mm-hmm. like that's the perfection of the body.
Absolutely.
Of course, those three are working together physically and, you know, in the energetics yep. and the deeper esoteric wisdom. Like, of course, that's how mm-hmm. it's going to be. And that just shows, again, the many layers of the wisdom held in the body.
I love that so much. It's so true. It really is so perfectly designed. And I think too, when we're able to like look at it from that perspective and see how, and that's why it's never just one thing. And I think people come to me sometimes and it's like, they're, you know, I'm having, you know, for like, I'm having, you know, terrible periods or whatever. That's the thing. Well, it's never just one thing. So it's never really about your period. Like if we look at just how uniquely Orchid designed and everything's connected, I mean, again, it's just following the dots, connecting the dots, seeing the patterns and putting the whole piece together because it is all connected. And so it's just taking a little bit from how all of these different centers are talking to each other. Yeah. It's just putting the whole beautiful puzzle together. And I love it.
Yeah, truly. And I think another one, and correct me if I'm wrong, but you know, the adrenals are a big deal too, especially with our society nowadays with dysregulated nervous systems and just how everybody is overstimulated and overstressed, right? So it's really intriguing to me that that correlates to the root, because the root to me is about connecting to the mother and allowing nourishment and nutrients in, you know, energetically, like connecting to the Ma, which is Gaia, which is our planet. And we've been abandoned. We've abandoned her many, many, many thousands of years ago. And so then we're functioning in this very non-nourished way that we are then chasing nourishment, chasing validation, right? Chasing success, chasing all these things that create a lot of stress because we don't allow ourselves just to let go, relax, and surrender yeah. into her.
Yeah, absolutely. And the adrenals, I would say that's one of the top one. I mean, really, those three that I mentioned, those are the top ones. And the adrenals, they take such a hit. And I think too, you know, with the adrenals and the thyroid, the root and the sacral, or the root and the throat, I mean, it's for a lot of times it's like a chicken or egg situation. And it's for either looking at the physical piece or the energetic piece, because I think like with the physical piece, for example, the adrenals and the thyroid are so closely connected. They have to talk to each other. And so sometimes it's like, I would say, I never like to speak in generality, so I don't want to say 100% of the time, but I would say 99.99% of the time, if there's something going on with your thyroid, there's something going on in your adrenals and vice versa. And so it's the chicken or eggs. It's like, okay, did my adrenals, are they running so hard and they got so tired, so now they're making my thyroid run tired? Or is my thyroid running tired, running slowly, and that's what's affecting, right? But I think we connect the energetic body the same way, where it's like, yes, this pushing, like you're talking about, we're pushing, we're forcing. It's that pressure center, right? The root center, this pressure center, and to, you know, achieve or get things done or, you know, whatever it is. And it does affect how we're speaking our truth and how we're, you know, our projected voice and all that. I mean, so there is that energetic connection with that piece as well.
Absolutely. And like I said, the labia lips are our boundaries. So when we're not connected into Mother Gaia and we're not really rooted into our bodies, first off, we don't even realize that what our boundaries are, that our boundaries are dynamic, that they're in every single moment, our body's signaling to us yes or no, you know, to the decisions that we're faced with. And so most of us just don't even know that those boundaries exist. So they're constantly blowing right through them. And that, again, creates that self-betrayal, and particularly, of course, for women. And I would say, you know, when the whole thing about women, you know, getting into the workplace, that was such a like an empowering thing for women. And it kind of did hit us a little hard. Okay, well, now you've got to go, you know, get yourself a job and actually succeed in a very masculine energy. Oh, and by the way, you're still taking care of the house and the children, because right. the men aren't quite caught up to the whole idea that they got to help with this. So like, women now became doing everything.
Oh,
and again, really in this very masculinized energy.
Yes, it's so true. And I have this conversation so much. I was doing an interview last week and we were talking about this and I'm like, let me get on my feminist soapbox for a second because I talk with my clients a lot of times about, you know, we talk about, I'm big into cycle syncing and syncing your business and your life to your cycle and your body's natural rhythms. And so, and I was having this conversation where I'm like, you know, no matter where you are on the feminist scale, okay, we can all say that we live in a man's world. Like this hustle culture is a totally masculine construct of like you hustle day in, day out, 24/7, 365. Well, yeah, that works fine for men because they work on 24-hour hormone cycles. They can wake up and do the same thing tomorrow because their hormones are going to be the same as they were yesterday. We do not have that luxury. Right? Our bodies run on a 28-day cycle. So asking us to produce, have the same productivity, the same output, the same energetic capacity the whole month, like that's absurd. It's absolutely ridiculous. And we can't expect that from ourselves either. Like this is, again, this is how our adrenals get run into the ground. This is how our sacral start, like it's just a cascade effect. And so when we are able to really understand how different the feminine body is from a masculine body, from a man's body, like we can start to run our lives that way because we are not meant to do things the way that men do. We're just, our energy is different. Our hormones are different. It's just, I could talk about this all day because it drives me freaking mad that it's like we're in this. And it's like, wait, no, I don't need to do it the same the way he does. You know, it's just, oh my gosh. Yeah.
Yes, I feel your passion, my love. I love it. Speak it. Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, and it's beautiful now that women are becoming aware of this because I'm exactly like you. I teach cyclical living. And from my perspective, men are cyclical as well in their creative life force energy. Like they don't really have pure creative life force energy in the same, manner all the time as well. But they do have more of that prana, you know, that energy to do tasks. So they can just keep doing tasks. But, you know, the connecting into our creative life force energy, and sometimes that's on high and sometimes that's ebbing, right? And as well as our cycles of our hormones and just all of the things. And the more that women, as we are connecting to the power within our bodies and within our wombs, we're also connecting more and more to the cycles of the moon and the planets and tuning in even more hyper aware to the cycles that are available, which in my opinion is a superpower, right? Because as we tap into those cycles, we can actually draw, which is the feminine, it's that drawing energy. We can draw from the power of the moon, the power of the planets, those alignments, Mother Gaia in her like full glory of creation. You're like, I'm getting chills again. Like draw from that energy and bring that through us. And then as everything's ebbing, wonderful. We too ebb and rest and recharge and regroup. And yeah, so I think as we watch a society change where the women are leaders and we change the cyclical nature, I feel like we're going to have a lot more respect for our planet. And respect for these cycles and what she needs and how we work with her instead of just that masculine way of just go, 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 go. Oh, yeah, we have no energy. Just keep pushing. You know, oh, we're against the cycles. Just make it happen anyways.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I agree with you 100%. Yes, it is so, so true.
So what are some recommendations you would have for the listeners if they're like hearing this and are just like, oh my gosh, you know, like, okay, I have some of these issues, right? What are some self-practices or things that they can start with first with themselves? Of course, they can reach out to you and we'll talk about that. But what are some tips or some, teachings that you can give them?
Yeah. So I think when I'm talking with my clients, just kind of speaking broadly about, you know, balancing the chakras and all that. I think first and foremost, which I want to say it's a given, but then sometimes it's not, but it's the awareness piece, right? It's just the awareness piece of where you're feeling the things, right? Being in tune with your body. I think a big first step, just going off what we were just saying, I think a big first step is understanding your body's natural cycles and your body's natural rhythms. Like you just tracking your cycle and understanding your cycle is the first step to like huge changes in your body. So just understanding that piece, I think, is crucial. And then from there, it's the awareness of where other things are showing up, right? Is it, you know, you're dealing with thyroid things, or you're dealing with like burnout, anxiety situation, right? And kind of understanding where the physical things are showing up in the body, and then connecting those with the energetic pieces that we talked about with the chakras. And then, you know, again, kind of broadly speaking, but it's when we're talking about supporting the chakras, you know, like holistically, nutritionally, it's whole foods. And yes, there are specific foods that are going to help specific chakras, but it's all just about eating whole foods from the earth. Like that's really what it's about. And so eating, you know, the colors of the rainbow and eating whole foods, more whole foods and less processed foods, right? It's going back to the basics. It's hydrating your body. It's listening to your body. It's, you know, prioritizing sleep and rest. And again, kind of separating yourself from that hustle culture and knowing, you know, listening to your body's natural rhythms, knowing when to take breaks and when to take rests. And then for me too, I think for women, a big piece is supporting our adrenals. And I know that's kind of, it's getting a little more specific talking just about the adrenals, but I just find that that is taking such a hit these days for women, is our adrenals and this kind of pushing force that we're talking about. And so things like, you know, magnesium is a really important mineral for that. And potassium is really important for the thyroid, like minerals. And I'm big on mineral balancing. I'm also at a hair tissue mineral analysis expert. And so this is something I work with my clients on. We do hair tissue mineral analysis, and we support, when we're looking at the chakras and balancing those, we're also supporting them with the right minerals, sodium, magnesium, potassium, like these minerals that are going to help support the glands that are going to take the biggest hit when we're out of balance. So I think it's just, again, kind of going back to basics and tuning into the body, supporting the body in the most basic fundamental ways are going to be the big first steps.
Yes. I love how you bring up awareness. I always say that's the first step as well. And for the listeners, you know, write this stuff down. When you notice stuff, write it down. Because sometimes I know that I'm like, oh, I'm feeling something or I'm wearing something, and I'm like, oh, I'll remember. But then you don't always remember. So write it down, because then you can also get a feel for it. You know, what are you feeling? All of the things that Hope said. I think that's beautiful awareness. And I love how you talked about whole foods. And that's another thing that's so important, is, you know, intuitive eating, in the sense that, like, you know, I have these very specific foods that come in throughout the year, and every single, whatever it is, fall, you know, it comes into more rooty vegetables, and every spring it comes more leafy greens. And it's always, every single year it happens that way. And my body tells me, okay, now's the time, start eating those. And I just listen, you know. And yet still, sometimes, I just got a ringing in my ear, there will be totally off the wall requests by my body. You know, I'll be in the spring and it'll ask for something that isn't a usual springy time food for me. And I just, okay, that's what my body wants / needs. And, you know, grant my body that nutrition and also the intelligence, right, of the plant.
Yes, for sure. Well, and I think it goes back to what you were saying. I think, you know, our body's going to give us the signals. Our body's going to tell us. So if that awareness piece, if we can hone into that, then we're going to be more in tune with our intuition, and our body is going to tell us what it needs. I mean, it always does. Whether we choose to listen to it or not is another thing, but it's always going to tell us.
And sometimes that's the hard part, mm-hmm. listening, and mm-hmm. that's okay. You know, I've had that a lot where I've been like, oh my God, yes, I hear you. Yeah. And I don't want to listen.
Exactly.
And sometimes that's been fine. And other times that's caused me some mm-hmm. pain and suffering.
Totally. It's like, I'll show you.
Yeah. Like, oh, I knew it. There we go. So wonderful. Hope, how can people find you, reach out to you, connect to you?
Yeah, you can find me. I'm most active on Instagram. I'm at the Hope Pedraza. You can visit my website, hopefulandwholesome.com. And you can find me on Facebook as well. So I'm on all the socials.
Yay, wonderful. Okay, so it's time for the activation. So a reminder to listeners that if you're driving, you know, please keep your eyes open. And you can always come back to this when you have a moment to be a little bit more present and deepen. Otherwise, if you have the space to really sit and be present with this, I highly recommend you do that. And there's never anything you need to feel or experience through these. Just be present with your body. Trust the wisdom of your body and trust that it's happening no matter what you feel. Okay. So let's close our eyes for those who can. And let's just start by taking three nice deep cleansing breaths. This is in through your nose, out through your mouth. And one more. Beautiful. And now let's just drop our awareness down to that root chakra located at your perineum. And just with your awareness there, take a couple of breaths with your awareness at your root chakra. And we're going to activate the chakras going all the way up, okay? So just maintain your focus on whichever chakra I bring your awareness to. Breathe with your focus there. And once again, simply allow. I'm going to bring in sound. We're on the root chakra. As we invite right now the root chakras to open, opening the root chakras, connecting into Mother Gaia, opening and relaxing the body, opening and relaxing the root chakra. Breathe into your root chakra, relaxing your body, using your breath, using your exhalation to let go. Just let go of that tension in your body, let go of that stress. Opening the root chakra. Beautiful. Yes, yes, yes. And moving now to the sacral. This is front and back, located 2 inches below your belly button, front and back, holding your awareness there. Go ahead and start breathing with your awareness at the sacral. I'm going to bring in some sound as we begin to invite the sacral chakras to open more. Sacral chakras front and back, opening more now. Nice deep breath. Allowing the chakras to open, allowing once again using your breath, my love. Use your exhalation, letting go of whatever needs to release out of those chakras. Breathe it out. Breathe it out of your physical, emotional, and mental bodies. Breathing it out. Beautiful. One more nice deep breath with your awareness of the sacral. Exhaling, letting go. Excellent. Yes, we're moving up to the solar plexus right there at your solar plexus center, front and back, holding your awareness there as we invite the solar plexus chakras to open, front and back, opening those chakras now. Breathing into that space, holding your focus there. Nice deep breath. Remember, breathe into your diaphragm. Exhale, let it go. Let it out. Release it out of your mouth. Breathe down into your diaphragm. Letting it go. Releasing. Beautiful. Excellent. As the awareness goes up to our heart chakra now in the center of your chest, front and back, focusing there as we invite the heart chakras to open front and back, increasing and expanding the electromagnetic field of the heart now. Focusing on the heart, breathing in there, focusing, focusing, focusing. Nice deep breath now into the chest, exhaling, letting go, exhaling, releasing. Nice deep breath into that chest, using your inhale, making space, breathing in, expanding, exhaling, letting go. Yes. Beautiful. Moving up to the throat. As we focus on the throat chakra, front and back, in the center of your throat there, opening and inviting the chakras there, front and back, to open, to open, to open, focusing there as we activate the throat chakras. Body, focusing on that throat. Exhaling, letting go. I want you to exhale and make noise. Make noise. Whatever comes out of your mouth, let it out. Let the flow. Let it out. Whatever wants to come out, just let it come out. Giving yourself permission to express. Okay, one more nice deep breath. Beautiful. Taking our awareness to the third eye, front and back there, at right between the eyebrows, the forehead, and the back of the head, as we invite the chakras of the third eye, front and back, to open. So focusing there, breathing, breathing. Nice deep breath. Once again, using your breath, let go of any energies. The third eye chakras in that part of your body, releasing it out through your breath. Yes, beautiful. Last one, the crown at the top of your head. Taking your awareness there as we invite the crown chakra to open, 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 understanding that the other side of the crown chakra is your root chakra, that those are working in harmonious simultaneity. So focus at the crown chakra, breathing there as we invite the body to open, open, open the crown chakra, opening, open, open to the Father above, to the heaven, to the sun, to the skies, to the stars, breathing there. Yeah. nice deep breath. And I want you to breathe all the way down from your head, down into your root, and exhale, breathing again, all the way from the crown of your head, all the way to the root of your body, and exhale, one more time, all the way from the crown of your head, all the way to the root of your body, and exhale. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Excellent. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes, come back to this space. Yum. Hope, my love, this was just such a delightful conversation.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me. I enjoyed it so much.
So delightful. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate you so very much. And listeners, be sure to reach out to Hope to connect with her. Check her out on social media. And absolutely, of course, share this episode, right? If you know people who have physical issues, absolutely share this episode. But this episode can really benefit all of us because of that connection between what our body is trying to tell us and the deeper wisdom, all of the information that is really available through listening and awareness, right? So be sure to share and make sure you're subscribed, as well as check out the Facebook community, the Ecstatic Woman Podcast community. Until next time, I love you all so very much.
Thank you for being a part of the Ecstatic Woman Podcast. As you experience each new day, we want you to feel that you are capable of tapping into your inner wisdom and living your life ecstatically. If you want to be invited back to the next episode, just subscribe to our podcast. And if you need more information in the meantime, go to alarasage.com.